Got a treat today. It's a high-energy live performance recorded at the Theater of the Living Arts in Philadelphia by Old Crow Medicine Show, the old-timey band with a rock attitude. The band has just released their second album, Big Iron World, produced once again by David Rawlings, who is the very fine guitarist in his own right, playing with his partner Gillian Welch. Before we head to the stage, we sit down and talk with Ketch Secor and Willie Watson from the band. I start out asking about their initial attraction to old-timey music, and I wondered if in part it was kind of like punk in that it was relatively easy to play.
It's just that easy. I mean, it's hard to do it really well, and it's taken us some years to really hone the sound so that it's just our sound. And, our sound is old-timey, but it's also some other things, too. But just as far as playing old-time music goes, I mean, the real value of it is that it's for the people. Everybody can do it. You know, it was made by, the people, and it never even left their hands, their finery. So, it's like front porch kind of music. And you can play it on the club level, or you can play it at the theaters, too. But at its essential self, it's, outdoor kind of music, human music. So they made it pretty easy to learn how to do so that it could sustain people for the past few hundred years.
People often lump you guys in with what they call a bluegrass revival. Not that you guys play bluegrass, but I was interesting to note in one of the articles I was reading about you, the bluegrass itself is something, it's a post-war thing anyway. The whole concept of the standard bluegrass lineup, mm-hmm. and that is something that came up after World War II, which I didn't know.
Yeah, bluegrass is a very distinct style of music. It's got the same kind of instruments that we have, the fiddle and banjo and mandolins, but it's a very there's solos, it goes mandolin solo, guitar solo, it's a very distinct vocal style, and we don't really play too much bluegrass. We listen to a lot of it, and we do like it, but nothing we do is very bluegrass.
We used to not like it at all, but
yeah.
We've gotten a little more broad as we come along.
I think there was a time when we all had issues with mandolins.
Yeah.
But not anymore. I've learned to respect mandolins.
You mentioned David Rawlings, and sort of in passing, when he and Gillian Welch make records together, there's a real intimacy involved in how the thing comes across, and the interplay between them is something really special. How does he set that up for you guys with a larger group? Do you end up setting up in the studio all together?
Yeah, it's all live, and we set up a sort of tree of microphones, and they're coming off like branches. We little half circle and just, whatever it takes, 10, 15, 20 takes of a song. And
The first album was, we got it. We said, oh, this is a nice little record. There's some good songs on here. Let's turn some people on to it. And the thing just grew in a remarkable way. When did you guys become really aware? I guess when you're out on the road, you start seeing the crowds grow as you go along.
Yeah. You get over to Glasgow in Scotland, and you hear them singing along with you louder than you could even muster. And, that really said to me, okay, the record has made it to, the people. They know these songs now, and they're excited by them, and it's only going to grow.
There was a real looseness to how you guys seem to approach the music. And one would worry that having that kind of success, doing a second album that this time people are going to hear, would make you second guess yourself along the way. Did any of that go down?
I think we felt pretty confident with the songs we had and the writing we'd been doing, and we had a lot of good stuff, and we were excited to get into the studio this time around, and we'd learned from some of the maybe what we'd call faults from the last record, and mm-hmm. got things to sound really good. And we were all really happy with it. And I think from the start we knew it was going to be something good. Big Iron World was going to be something good.
Now, where is Big Iron World?
Right here. It's all around.
Yeah, it's certainly in Philly.
Yeah, it's certainly in Philly. That's for sure.
It's all over the Keystone State, really. Yeah. Pennsylvania's a pretty good location for it. Because of anthracite and because of Lackawanna, and because of Pittsburgh, and because of Steubenville across the river, and Erie. You know, it's like the shell.
Okay. It's so the entire front cover is totally Photoshopped. There is no Big Iron World.
The picture on the cover?
Yeah.
That's a record store in Nashville called The Great Escape. Okay. And the sign used to say The Great Escape, used records, CDs, tapes, comic books. That's Photoshop, where it says Down Home Girl and Big Iron World.
I figured that part, but I thought the Big Iron World might have been a real place. I thought it was a gun store or something.
Oh.
Probably
is a gun store.
Anyway.
Somewhere.
So we shall head to the stage. What do you guys open it up with normally nowadays?
We like to open up with some kind of friendly jug band type song with some heavy banjos and a introductory type groove.
All right, and we'll head to the stage in the Old Crow Medicine Show. Thank you guys for stopping by.
Thanks, David, for having us.
Thanks, David.
Old Crow are our guests, and we'll head to the stage here on the World Cafe.
One, two. Well, that cocaine habit's mighty bad. Worst old habit that I ever had. Hey, honey, take a whiff on me.
Got it. He's got everything.
they're busting down the dock. James River Blues, that train came on through, and the work's gotten slow. So where's the boatman to go? I think I'll float on down to Richmond Town. They don't need us anymore, hauling freight from shore to shore. That big iron hauls much more than we ever could before. Good men going wrong. I seen bad ones get it right. As that river rolls along, I'll be stepping out tonight on the cool flow, floating down, down below the bridge. The water's edge, from the ridge to the ledge, from the hill to the sea, how to come memory. James River Blue, James River Blue. Thank you.
South to the land of the pine, thumbing my way to North Carolina. Staring up the road, I pray to God I see a headlight. And I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. Well, I'm hoping to Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Don't rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Pick a banjo now. Oh, that North Country wind, oh, you forget me. I lost my money, the poker I had to, I believe, but I ain't turning back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama.
south out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long talk. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel.
Pennsylvania now, down in McKeystone State. We're gonna bring it out when it comes around on the guitar now. Burn a little over there. Coming out of the. Oh, God, darling. I wanna hear it when you sing it. I'm right now. Now, won't you tell it to me? Tell it to me. Drink corn liquor, let the cocaine be. Cocaine, gonna kill my honey. I wanna hear it when you sing it right now. Won't you tell it to me? Tell it to me. Tell it to me. Drink cold liquor, let the cocaine be. Cocaine, kill my honey dead.
Tell it to me, Old Crow Medicine Show, live on stage at the Theater of Living Arts in Philadelphia. Their new album is called Big Iron World, and it is available at our World Cafe CD store. It's part of our website at worldcafe.npr.org. And our thanks to them for playing live today.